Welcome to the podcast for the weekend of December 22, the weekend of Christmas. Our first reading is from Micah chapter 5. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. And our second reading is from Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and to ascertain from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go, and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I've talked about this recently, but if you could live anywhere or have a vacation home anywhere, where would that be? Do you feel like the place where you currently live is the place where you would always want to hang your hat? Is the place where you live perfect? Or is it good enough? If you own a home, there's always something that will have to be done, and there are probably projects that you've left undone. In our home, we have a few spots that could use some painting. Neither me nor my wife have gotten to them. Our old house was a craftsman-style home in New Albany, Indiana. It was what we would call a shotgun house. It had light industry behind it, as the zone was, the area was zoned for that. We weren't always excited about that. We also had a basement that flooded a few times, even though it wasn't finished. That house was built in the 19-teens. Sometimes my wife misses that house. I do not miss the house, and I do not miss hearing her complain about it. But there was always something that needed to be done with that house, and I think that's true with every house. What makes your house or the place where you live home for you? The Apostle Paul tells us that God intended the places and boundaries of our lives for us to live. So the place where you live is more than just chance. It is such that you would seek God in your life and find him. It was not by chance either that Jesus, whose name means Yahweh saves, was born in Bethlehem, also known as the city of David. The prophecy from Micah that we heard was about Bethlehem being the city from which would come forth the one promised of old from ancient days. Just how old was the promise of this child? It went all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, when God declared that he was going to crush the head of the serpent by means of his servant who was the seed of the woman. When Magi appeared to Herod in Jerusalem, presuming that the little king promised of old would be there, Herod was alarmed. He could not have anyone challenging his throne. As much as things change, they remain the same. Ruthless people get into power in our day and age. What would you do if your hometown was run by the mafia? What if you had not so good folks running in and out of your neighborhood? What if it wasn't your fault? What if it was really nice there when you bought the place, and then in the years to come the neighborhood changed? That happens often to people in cities where over the years the character of neighborhoods can change all around, and a once desirable neighborhood can become undesirable. Herod's people determined from the old prophecies that the child of promise was to be born in Bethlehem, and he told them to go ahead and let him know where this child was too, so that he could come and worship him. And we might add a wink wink here. As a result of their little visit, the witness protection program for the Savior of the world was impeded. The Holy Family wasn't going to be able to hang their hats in Bethlehem anymore. It wasn't going to anymore be the home of Jesus. After their time in Egypt, they would return to Galilee, to the northern reaches of the descendants of Israel. Isaiah chapter 9. But there will be no gloom for her who is in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. Whereas Nazareth, in the territory of Galilee, was maybe 60 miles from Jerusalem, Bethlehem was around 10 miles to the south and slightly east of Jerusalem, where the temple and the palace and the seat of government and power and religious life was to be found. Nazareth was a safer place, a backwoods, and not far away there was, of course, good fishing. Well, within 20 miles walking distance was the Sea of Galilee. In that place, God's Son would be gathering in fishers of men to be his disciples. All of this was according to plan and prophecy spoken about long ago in the prophets and the memory refreshed by the gospel writers. Yet Jesus didn't exactly have a permanent home while on this earth. He was Jesus of Nazareth and before that of Bethlehem, the city of David. You've heard me say before, Bethlehem means house of bread, and Jesus declared that he was the bread of life. How appropriate, and certainly not at all by chance. But itinerant he would be, not staying in one place, as it is written in Matthew chapter 8. And a scribe came up and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." I hate to say it, but the wrong kind of change can make home not seem like home anymore. The neighborhood can change in not so good ways. Taxes can go way up. Lots of things can make a home not home. For a very short time, that home was Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, until it could be home no longer. I was born in Iowa City, Iowa. That was where the hospital was. That was not home. I lived in Belle Plaine, Iowa, and just outside it, and for a time, that was home. Our too tiny home on Cumberland Avenue in West Lafayette wasn't home for long. Our home on Northwestern Avenue in West Lafayette was like home until Mom sold it. Clayton, Missouri, near St. Louis, where I went to seminary, was barely home. And Green Bay, Wisconsin, where I served on vicarage, was barely home for a year. I lived in an apartment in Corydon, Indiana. A house on Lazy Creek Road in Lanesville, Indiana, and those places weren't home. And Aaron and I, and later my daughter, lived in a house in New Albany that we called home until this area became our home. God has intended and directed where we would be and made it so. None of these places are really home. Maybe you struggle to see what is truly home for you. The home that we look forward to is the one that Jesus purchased for us with his very own body and blood on the cross. He earned for us a life with our Heavenly Father, and for that we are grateful. We leave behind sin, that we might have life with him. We repent, that we might have life in Christ. Jesus will finally give us a true place to hang our hat with him. Will you pray with me? Lord Heavenly Father, we know that things are not as they should be on this earth. Your light has shined in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We look for the return of your light, our Savior Jesus Christ. For all who believe and trust in you, we know that you will take us to be with you. We pray also for the many who do not know you, that many might be brought in at your harvest, who have finally believed in your Son Jesus. God, we pray that during this time, you will be with the homeless, with those struggling to make ends meet, for mothers and fathers who seek to raise their children in faith, and for all believers who go through difficult times in this world. Bring healing to those who require healing. Bring comfort to those requiring peace. Bring everlasting life to those whose death draws near. In your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Our special verse this week comes from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. All of our scriptures, all of our verses come from the English Standard Version of Scripture.
A great and mighty wonder, a full and holy cure. The Virgin bears the infant with virgin honor pure. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. The Word becomes incarnate and yet remains on high. And cherubim sing anthems to shepherds from the sky. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. While thus they sing your monarch, those bright angelic bands rejoice, O vales and mountains, and oceans clap your hands. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. Since all he comes to ransom, by all he be adored. The infant born in Bethlehem, the Savior and the Lord. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. All idols then shall perish, and Satan's lying cease. And Christ shall raise his scepter, decreeing endless peace. Proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory